With the world population set to grow and climate challenges likely to increase, it will be vital to find new ways to boost agricultural production in the future. That will also require more energy. Already about one-third of energy is used to produce food. To help meet the challenge of feeding the world in the future, the development ministries of Germany, Sweden and the US are now cooperating on a new initiative called Powering Agriculture. The goal is to improve rural development and strengthen agriculture by employing innovative energy systems. This report by Helle Jeppesen is presented by Sonja Dien.
Producing food and bringing it to people's tables for consumption requires a lot of energy. Fields must be irrigated for crops to grow. Animals need fodder and water. Crops have to be harvested, stored, transported, and processed. And of course, meals have to get cooked. Almost one-third of energy worldwide is being used to produce food. Yet still, too many people go with empty stomachs. 840 million people worldwide don't get enough to eat, while 2 million suffer from malnutrition. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Agency, or FAO, estimates that global food production will have to increase by 70% over the next few decades to meet the needs of a growing global population. That will only be possible if food is produced more efficiently in the future, using less energy, land, and water. It also requires better access to energy in rural areas, where most of the world's food is produced. Maria Weitz, who's responsible for the Powering Agriculture project within Germany's development agency, GIZ, says that energy efficiency is also vital in terms of curbing climate change. Across the world, some 20% of greenhouse gas emissions stem from agricultural production.
Das müssen wir natürlich bremsen.
We do have to curb these emissions, but that can be done by using energy more efficiently in agricultural production, and also by using sources of energy that don't produce greenhouse gases.
Treibhausgasemissionen verursachen.
Some examples are renewables like solar and wind power, or the use of biogas plants, which can process agricultural waste. Weitz, who is an agricultural economist, says that expensive high-tech solutions are not always the best route. She believes that in many cases, it's better to employ simple methods and solutions, which have a higher chance of actually being accepted and used by the local population. Whether energy is produced with simple or more sophisticated methods is not that important, says Jeremy Foster. He's head of the Powering Agriculture Project with the American Development Agency, USAID. He says what's important is that energy systems are local and affordable.
Without access to clean and affordable and reliable energy, farmers in the developing countries and agribusinesses as well are limited in their ability to maximize their profits and income.
Foster is convinced it's fundamental for international development cooperation to understand that the nexus between energy and agriculture forms the basis of rural development in many countries. Some 1.4 billion people in developing countries, most of them in rural areas, have no access to the electrical grid. At the same time, extreme poverty is also mainly concentrated in rural areas. 3 out of 4 people suffering from extreme poverty live in the countryside. Ironically, the majority of those suffering from malnutrition and hunger actually grow crops on smallholder farms. But their yields don't sustain them, and they lack the access to markets or processing facilities that could increase their income. And that's where things add up, says Foster. Development requires electricity, and people in rural regions need better access to energy to be able to improve their lot.
Basically saying that without some advances in technology that's affordable, then economic growth and livelihoods will be hindered.
Energy experts and agronomists, as well as local and international NGOs, are forming the new Powering Agriculture Network. That's to become a global forum where local success stories and methods can be shared and exchanged to serve as inspiration and offer experiences and know-how for other parts of the world. The project is also supposed to bring together experts from the fields of energy and agriculture. Model projects can be used to find new solutions, which can be put into practice in partner countries, says Maria Weitz.
We can build on agricultural and energy projects which are already in operation in some partner countries.
For example, there are public-private partnerships in Egypt where irrigation systems operate on solar-powered pumps. Such efforts, says Maria Weitz, provide immediate results for local farmers. She adds that there are, of course, many possible solutions for energy needs in rural agriculture.
Es gibt Technologien.
There are technologies that were originally developed in industrialized countries, which could work in developing countries. In our experience, these technologies have to be adapted to fit local needs.
Angepasst werden auf die lokalen Gegebenheiten.
In addition to finding local solutions to local problems, education and training are also needed. But whether it's biogas used for heating, solar pumps for irrigation, or wind power to provide electricity for cooling stored crops, strengthening the position of smallholder farmers all over the world will be vital for meeting the needs of a growing population while using energy more efficiently in the future. If energy for agricultural production can be established locally, with locals maintaining and repairing the systems, chances are good that this will provide more income and improve rural livelihoods.